Matariki Breakfast by Andre Ngapur. Illustrated by Roselle Farazin. Kara and her mum and dad walked up the path to Auntie's house, carrying Kai for the breakfast. It was very early in the morning. The night stars still sparkled above them in the sky. "No mai, haramai," cried Auntie. "Come in, come in." Delicious smells filled the air. The family put their kai in the kitchen and went into the living room. "Happy Matariki," the whānau called. "Kia ora," said Koro. "Everyone is here. Time for a story. Why, come and tell us a Matariki story." "Yes," said Kara. "Tell us the story of why we have a Matariki breakfast." "Well," said Wai, "come and sit down and I will tell you. The Matariki stars will be returning home this morning and they will be hungry after their long journey. Some people in our iwi tell the story of how Maui and his brothers slowed Tamanui Te Rā, the sun. Tamanui Te Rā was so hurt by this that he hid away from everyone. Without Tamanui Te Rā in the sky, the land grew colder and colder. Winter was born, and the people grew sadder and sadder. They missed the sun. Matariki, the star, was a cousin of Tamanui Te Rā. Matariki and his six daughters decided to go and find Tamanui Te Rā and try to bring him back. The seven stars sang to Tamanui Te Rā and sparkled their light onto him. Tamanui Te Rā felt the warmth of the music and light. Slowly, he started to heal. Slowly, he came out of hiding. "The seven stars went away and brought back the sun," said Kara. "Yes," said Wai. "Every year, the Matariki stars disappear and then they come back. When they return, they show us that a new year is starting. The sun will return and the days will grow longer. The plants will have sunshine to grow and we will have food to eat. And that is why we have this breakfast together, to celebrate and remember. And to show our aroha to each other," said Koro. "That's right," said Auntie. "And to show our aroha to Matariki and her daughters, we will go to the lookout and eat our breakfast with them. Come and put on your warm clothes. It's time to go." Up at the lookout on the hill, the Matariki stars were shining. The air was very cold, but the Matariki breakfast was warm and delicious. Kara looked up at the starry sky. "Happy Matariki," she whispered. The story that Wai tells in this book is one that Andre Ngapur remembers his grandmother telling him when he was young.